Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone. Happy July.
That's crazy to say.
It is.
It's been 6 months already, and fairs are just around the corner. You've got those schedules for us to keep us informed.
They are. So we've already kicked off our Franklin County Fair. We had our horse show June 28th, and it was a very successful night for our horse project kids. Our next big event that's coming up here just next Monday is July 7th, is our fashion review and clover review. These are kids that are passionate about clothing, learning how to take care of their clothes, and a little bit of fashion mix in there as well. That will be, the clover review will be 7 at First Baptist Church, July 7th. And then we roll right into fair that next week. Foods judging starts July 14th. And then everything comes into the fair July 15th. I'll just hit a couple of the highlights of the shows that are going on during the week. We have the Dairy Goat Show and the Cattle Show July 16th, with the Sheep and Goat Show being that night. Let's see, on Thursday night we have the Hog Show and the Barbecue. Then on Friday night, we round off our show with our beef show for the rodeo. It will be a bull bash that night. And then Saturday will be the sale, the livestock sale, and the derby at the fair. And so, of course, there's always the 4-H concession stand, which is one of my favorites to come out and support the 4-H'ers. So if you're around the fair and want to come buy a Coke or something from us, every little bit helps that goes to our 4-H Council. We are having breakfast Saturday morning, so something fun we're kind of doing this year to try to draw some people to the fair. Come out and take a walk and grab breakfast at the 4-H concession stand that morning. Of course, all these events and everything are posted on our website, and we've been trying to put schedules around town for people to see the events that are going on. Also, the same week over in Osage County, we have our Osage City Fair. That kicks off July 12th with the horse show, and then everything, all the animals and projects get to come in Wednesday, July 16th. They have their poultry show that evening. On Thursday morning is the swine show, rounded off by the sheep and goat show that evening. And then Friday is their bucket calf and dairy show with their beef show, and Saturday is their livestock sale. So they have some really fun events going on as well. They have Touch a Truck and the Ultimate Foam Party, which is really fun, Blake, believe it or not. Like, watching the kids dance around in that foam, it's a lot of fun. So if you're over in that area, the Osage County area, make sure you hit up the Osage City Fair that week. We're looking forward to a really fun and interactive July for 4-H'ers, and I always love watching their projects come in and seeing how much they've grown from year to year. That's one thing I just find joy in my job. You know, 4-H'ers get to be 4-H'ers since they're 7, clear to when they're 18, and I just love to watch their growth year after year, and see them succeed and see those little sparks go off and like, wow, I really love this and want to do something like this further into adulthood. So I'm excited to see all of you at fair. Again, we just encourage our 4-H'ers, if you have any questions or if you're a community member, we're happy to field those questions as well about fair and get you the information that you need. So we're looking forward to seeing you all at the county fair this month.
Should be a great time. Can't see, wait to see what those fairs have to hold. Tomorrow's show, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mary's Dean, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gal.